From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome. It is the Tuesday night edition of Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Linda Perillo, and we are so glad to have you back with us. Linda, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about airlines again. This airlines are a consistent theme for us here on Tuesdays. But you sent me a story midweek last week. United Airlines, Alaska, these guys that use the Boeing airplanes, they're having troubles, and we can't quite figure out what's going on. But United especially has had something like 8 incidents already in 2024.
Yes, they have. And I have to tell you, looking at this article, I went, oh boy, how do you come up with a response, right? What's United's response? And United's response to this is, guess what? We're down manpower. That's first of all, right? These are systemic problems. Did you read that? Systemic?
That's a curious word to me every time it's used, but go ahead.
And they're saying, well, you know what? Boeing has an issue. So ergo, we're going to throw this on Boeing because we're using their jets. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. And also too, United has a lot of routes. It just does. And they're global, right? So they had a merger with our old buddy Continental.
Right.
How many years ago was that? I don't even remember.
It's like a decade at least now.
Right. So what happens at that juncture? So you get an airline that buys out another airline, and now they have all these routes, which means there's a lot more traffic. Okay. I'm not saying, hey, they should not have any, you know, incidents at all. We talked about this. You know, there's an airline incident and they're terrible. Some of them are terrible. What was the first one here? They talked about that there was lost a tire. One was sparked by plastic packaging wrap, veering off the runway. But these things are compared to the amount of flights that take off every single day around the world.
Well, that's what I was going to come back to. 8 flights out of 8,000 a day that right. they may take off and land. I mean, you're talking about an infinitesimally small percent, but it's still 8 more than Americans had this year, or Alaska's had the one significant one this year, and they had the guy on shrooms trying to crash the plane the year before. But I mean, even in some of the problematic airlines, this is still outpacing them. And I think the question is, and I've got personal anecdotal stuff about United I didn't like anyway, but I still probably fly them more often than anybody else.
My husband is like, because he's like Mr. Perfection, and he's like, United. And even my son, who travels frequently, goes, oh, United. You know, the problem with United is they become very no frills. And part of it is that they have this like big man on campus mentality.
Yeah.
Because they have so much business and they do have a monopoly on a lot of different, routes.
They have routes that other people don't have.
That is correct. So they can almost flex their muscles and say, yeah, guess what? You need us? We're here. And again, the volume of transportation that they do probably does not compare even to a Delta, who did pick up Pan Am's roots, who is worldwide. United's got a lot of stuff going on. So they're going to say, oh, you know what? We're busy, which basically is what they came back and said. Because what are you going to say when you're the head of United? You're going to say, we're going to take a closer look at this, public. And don't forget, Boeing manufactures our planes and they're having problems because their whistleblower just shot himself in our parking lot. I mean, like, it's really not a good place to be, but that's going to be their comeback. And unfortunately, I have to say that part of this is a volume thing. You're going to get in your car today, Kevin, aren't you?
Yep.
I'm going to get in my car. My car, you know, it's like a workhorse. And I don't really fear getting into my car. I fear when my kids get into their car. I don't fear when I get into my car. So I think that's a lot of what's
going on. Well, and I think the other thing that needs to be reminded to people is that with these problems that they've had, 8 incidents, just let this sink in, folks.
I know.
8 incidents, and say they do 5,000 to 8,000 flights a day. They've had 8 in the calendar year of 2024. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's, again, an infinitesimally small. And in those 8 incidents, they have saved the lives of everybody involved
in
all the flights.
Correct.
So it's the professionalism of the crew that shines through, even if they've had a slightly minuscule more amount of problems than the rest of the industry. They're still getting it done when it comes to passenger safety.
Right. And, again, this is something we touched on last week. Pay attention to those safety drills.
Right.
Pay attention to all that stuff because that crew is trained. And then PS world, you've got a bunch of crazies traveling with you. Okay? I mean, we've seen this. 3 coins in a fountain guy last week, throwing the money into the engine.
Right.
The crazies on board.
You see that YouTube, I think it was a week ago, of the 6 guys in the coach section that took down the guy that was trying to jump out the emergency?
Yeah.
And there was no flight attendant helping in that process. That was fellow travelers that were like, no, this is dangerous, and they took it into their own hands, which is not always the best thing to do. But
no, since 9/11, there's been there's a heated, acute awareness of people on planes, and nobody's gonna stand for it anymore. Another passenger gets unruly. But the point being is that, you know, some of these incidents, they look back and they say, we didn't do that. You know, somebody did XYZ. Also, too. And we talked about this for the last 2 years that we've been on the air, Kev. The manpower since COVID is dramatically reduced, whether it's air traffic control or whether it's mechanics that can get in there and fix the equipment. You know, we're kind of, you know, they're running like a skeleton crew. And is that a pass? No, it's not a pass. But this kind of stuff, if we didn't have, I'm telling you right now, we didn't have the internet. Right? We didn't have social media.
We wouldn't be aware of it.
No, 90% of this stuff was going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's a photojournalist. Everybody's a whistleblower. Everybody's got the power. And in 2 seconds, your story's posted. And oh, damn, United.
I don't know that I have that much of a problem with everyone being those things, because I still think that more information always kind of trumps less. But I think you also have to become a different user of the information. So just because there's 15,000 more photos of something that gets published doesn't mean that it's 15,000 times more important. It means you need to probably discount what you're watching significantly less than you would have, you know, 2 years ago, etc.
Right. I think the word gets out there a lot faster.
Yep.
When something happens. And here's the other thing, too. I mean, these and it's not just United. It's these carriers in general. Now they got to man up. Now they have to be accountable because somebody has proof of what's going on. You know, that's another thing. It causes another flurry of activity.
Bottom line, Linda Perillo is not going to worry about flying United in the
next year. Listen, they're solid and we're losing carriers left and right. Here's the other kicker. You want to travel? You have a very limited pool out there to pick from.
That's
so
true.
You know, what are you going to do? Not go anywhere?
Oh, all right. Yeah. So we've got some interesting things coming up. There's some stuff about spring break we're going to touch on. A little bit later on, someone who calls themselves a travel nepo baby is going to kind of lay out for us what it's like to fly with all the perks. And then there's some new seating arrangements coming to Frontier and Southwest, and people are having different responses to the to how they like these things. And Linda in Perillo's Pointer, she's going to tell us where to find the best airport Wi-Fi. That's going to be handy. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet. You need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so excited to tell you about Norwegian Cruise Line's Piscopo at Sea, which sets sail from New York City to beautiful Bermuda June 2nd to June 9th. Unlimited beverage package, specialty dining, prepaid gratuities, $75 onboard credit, VIP cocktail party with yours truly, and much more. Norwegian Cruise Line's Piscopo at Sea leaves New York on June 2nd and returns on June 9th. Call for reservations now. There are limited cabin availabilities. Call 888-472-6430. 888-472-6430. Or email info@joepiscopo.us. That's info@joepiscopo.us. Piscopo at Sea is sponsored by Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey. Awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Shop goldcoastcadillac.com or call my friend Bill Camastro directly at 845-568-7336. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to BrosnanRisk.com. B-R-O-S-N-A-N risk.com.
Secular Live, weekdays at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager explains the left's strategy.
From the Wall Street Journal, the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, sacrifices scientific rigor for DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Isn't the left always telling you follow the science? It's just a lie. They, wherever there is controversy, they say what works, not what is true. They don't follow the science.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back. It's Tuesday night. She's Linda. I'm Kevin, and we're talking travel. Travel Tuesday is what we call this. And Linda, it is that time of year. The spring breakers are descending, not on New Jersey or New York. They're descending on Florida and Galveston and San Diego, and they're going to places in the Caribbean and so forth. But there's always kind of like some good best practices and so forth, and particularly in traveling to the spring break destination. But by the way, before we get to that,
Yes.
What do your kids do? What do the pre-college kids do? What did you guys do growing up for your kids when they're not old enough to go take their spring break trip on their own?
They're home.
Yeah. See, that's what we're. Yeah, no travel for us. We're just gonna like slug it out.
That's it. I mean, so my daughter is a freshman at Villanova and she's down in Philly. So, I mean, she has off part of the time. She already had her week off of spring break, you know, because these colleges don't have spring break at the same time. So I said to her, you know what? We'll go visit you. I mean, that'll give the kids an overnight, you know, go to Philly. It's stuff like that. You got to plan. We'll go to the city maybe one day or something. So, but my kids were never big spring breakers. They just weren't. And I think part of that is we traveled so much as a family.
Right.
That they weren't like, you know, chomping at the bit to get out.
And they're not like rabid beach or ski people. So like they don't have to like, because there are families around us that like every time they have a chance, boom, they're up in the mountains and they're, they're going skiing.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're not
if scared. You don't do that. If you don't do that, spring break is really, it's just, you're just pining for summer at that point.
Yeah.
Please summer come. My oldest was funny last night. He comes in after school and I'm kind of laid out on the couch. I got to go get some medical testing done today. And we're going to figure out what's going on with me. But he came down very soft spoken, Dad, earnest request. On April 8th, there's an eclipse coming through New York. Can we go up to New York on April the 8th? I said, well, let me pull out the calendar. It's a Monday. It's a school day. I'm like, oh, okay. I know what he's, I mean, and he makes perfect grades. So there's no, like, I don't think
I don't think he
would be dissed, no. But it's in Buffalo. I got to go to Buffalo to see this thing. Like, I don't want to go to Buffalo to see.
I know.
But
there's a way to do it on TV
but if it's his one chance to, you know, do it.
I know.
So I am thinking about asking a couple of other dads and maybe getting a group together. And
parent guilt never ends. Just never.
That's a whole different show. Anyway,
keeps on giving. Oh yeah, that's a whole other show.
So spring break. There's people that have poor travel habits. What's some of the no-nos not to do for people that are taking off for the week or two that they're going to have off?
Well, a lot of it is airport etiquette and onboard etiquette, right?
Okay.
So, the first one I love because this is all me. You know you're going through TSA. It is not a surprise. It is not like somebody said, there's security at the airport. I got to take off my shoes. Oh my God, my laptop has to go in a separate bin. You know this, people. Be prepared. How many times do you get to the line and you get to the conveyor? And people starting to strip down, emptying their pockets. You knew this. And what about the line that took you 45 minutes to get through?
Right. That's the thing that bugs me.
What was going on the other side?
And I can tell sometimes when I'm in line that the person directly in front of me is going to be one of those people because they're not paying attention to anything around them.
Nope.
They're moving slow. And then they get up there and they're like, oh, I have. And they've only heard the announcement be made by the person 25 times in the last 30 minutes that they've been standing in line. And they go, oh, I have to do that. Oh, I have to do this. Meanwhile,
who can't make it in this?
I've already got my shoes and belt off. I've got my phone and wallet and watch in the pocket of my jacket. It's already removed. I'm ready to like fill bins and get through there. And I'm waiting for, you know, Tweedledee and Dum to.
Well, the other thing is, let me tell you, as far as that goes, and I tell my kids, you know, that under 12, they don't have to, right? So my little stepdaughter's 8. So she is, she's sacrosanct as far as having to take the shoes off. But my kids, I tell them, because I do the same thing. Wear a slip-on shoe. Wear a slip-on sneaker.
Right.
We're not going to wait for you to freaking tie your shoe. Like, stop, people, just stop. The other thing is, be courteous of someone's personal space on the plane. Don't spread your arms and legs into their personal space. Nobody wants to be in those cramped seats. And especially when you have these young kids that are traveling spring break, a lot of them are taking these budget airlines like Frontier, like Spirit, right? And they're in the cheaper seats. These kids are not flying in first class. They're in the, you know.
I got a $10 ticket.
This woman said, keep your shoes on and sit in the seat that you purchased. And then someone else came out and said, do not ask to switch seats. He said, I'm 6'5", Kevin. and arranged.
I'm only 6'2". That's a little bit of a stretch. Okay.
And arranged for adequate legroom and well in advance. I'm not trading unless it's an upgrade. You spoiled. Oh my goodness. What a spoiled generation. I'm not trading unless it's an upgrade. What about courtesy to someone that wants to sit next to their kid or their mother?
Well, but hold on. Now that the way that they're billing the tickets and you're paying for, like, that 6'5" guy probably paid when he bought the ticket.
That's his whole point. That's his whole point.
Right.
I get that. That's his whole point. But
now I'm not, I would probably, if I was asked, I probably still would give up my seat if I knew that it meant a family got to stay together.
Right.
But I wouldn't be happy about it because I paid for that seat specifically because I'm a bigger guy and I need more room.
Right. Exactly.
For the sake of peace on the plane, I would do it.
Yes, and so would I, but we're adults. These are sports brats. Armrests are for the middle passenger seat. Okay, can I tell you, I've been traveling for over 50 years. You know, sometimes I don't know who gets that middle armrest. I mean, really? Okay, fine. What do you, who
cares? Well, yeah, you do, because the outside armrest is for the aisle seat.
Right.
Then the second armrest in would be for the middle seat, and the third armrest in would be for the window.
I guess you're right. Right. So the middle, the window guy doesn't, I mean, someone's doing middle seat now as a courtesy.
We're going to get into that a little bit later on.
Okay. Yeah. I love this one. Don't raise your knees nor your foot or feet and push on back of the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
Are you five? Like, I don't even have to tell my 10-year-old, like, not to do that. But there are adults that don't give a crap and will do it. But why are you doing it? Because you're not comfortable? I don't know. Yeah. Right? Who does this? Whose hair is long enough, Rapunzel, to throw your hair over the back of the seat?
Especially if the video screen is in the seat.
Who throws their hair over the back? I mean, are these Disney princesses that are...
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't know anybody whose hair is long enough to do that. Put your carry-on above or across from your own seat, wherever that means.
Yes. I hate it when people are like, I'll just take your spot.
I know. But I don't think sometimes people don't realize that there are designated places for that. That overhead bin above your seat is supposed to be for your belongings.
Whoever's in that aisle. And they encourage you to primarily use the under seat in front of you and then only use the overhead for the stuff that won't fit.
I think it's United, too, that tells you this bin is full, that bin is full. I think they have sensors on their,
that's cool.
Their overhead bins now. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take another break. Come right back. She's Linda. I'm Kevin. It's Travel Tuesday. Don't go anywhere.
Peters reporting Donald Trump is hurtling toward a critical deadline in his most costly legal battle to date. If the former president doesn't come up with a financial guarantee by Monday, New York's attorney general can start the process of collecting on the more than $454 million Trump owes the state in a civil fraud lawsuit. Trump's lawyers are trying to stop that from happening. They've asked a court to put collection efforts on hold while he appeals the staggering verdict. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is deploying about 40 National Guardsmen to Texas to support border control efforts along the nation's southern border. Sanders' office said in a news release that the operation is at the governor's direction and will begin April 1st and run through May 30th. Sanders says the Arkansas Guard can help supplement Texas's efforts. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be.
If you're a local business and want to see what Salem Surround can do for you, Google Salem Surround New York. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruit and veggies in a capsule. They have an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They've had hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. And you should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order it today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code CHARLIE to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751 or use discount code CHARLIE. Order online at balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE, to get 35% off. So please check it out right now. That is balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, promo code CHARLIE. Check it out.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. It's Travel Tuesday. She's Linda. I'm Kevin, and we're talking travel. And Linda, you've heard about people like this where, you know, for whatever reason, they have the opportunity to get every perk in the business, whether it's upgrades, whether it's complimentary food, whether whatever it is. But this last week in the New York Post, there was a story detailed about a New Jersey grocer who everywhere he goes, he gets free flights, he gets first class upgrades, he gets all kinds of perks. Joshua Crawford, his name, 23. And the main reason why is because his dad was what, a luggage handler at Newark Liberty for 3 decades or something like that. So
yeah,
he gets to enjoy the life that dad gave him.
United Airlines cargo sector at Newark, yeah, at Newark Liberty International for over 3 decades. Yep.
That's a lot of bags.
That's a lot of bags. So listen, I have to say this because I'm kind of a nepo, or I was a nepo baby anyway. You know,
I don't know if I believe that. It's just everywhere I go on planet Earth and I drop the name Perillo, people are, oh, you know the Perillos. Oh my goodness.
I have to say I was, especially when we were dealing with Pan Am.
Yeah.
You know, it's a perk. I mean, it's something that they want to do for you to keep, you know, your business running.
And, well, and at the peak, when you guys were using them, how many thousands of flights did you guys book for Pan Am per year?
We were Pan Am's largest customer. And my father was very, very, very proud to say that in every commercial that he that he did. We're Pan Am's largest customer because we would fill their planes. So, you know, and again, so we had upgrades, we had, you know, free tickets, we had back in the day, you know, this doesn't happen for us any longer. However, right. This kid, Josh Crawford, is 23, and he said he's very grateful for it, which is wonderful. Hardworking dad, why not, right? So he said he's been treated like airline royalty since he was born because his dad worked in the United Airlines cargo sector at Newark Liberty International Airport for over 30 years. Okay, so he has allowed him to fly over 120 flights spanning 260,000 miles in the last 5 years. He's also managed to save whopping six figures on first class upgrades, which he receives ahead of other passengers due to his high priority status. Now, that is an issue if you have ever spoken to somebody who has miles, right?
Right.
Not just United, Delta, whatever, and has earned them either by flying for a corporation, because they travel so much, right? Frequent flying. And they earn their own miles that way. So they say, wait a minute here. I'm working when I fly. And I'm earning these miles through revenue, right? My company or myself are paying for this. Why should an employee of United Airlines or Delta or whomever get on in first class before I do? And I kind of get it. At the same time,
isn't that just the nature of the beast, though? I mean, how many pilots jump seat from, you know, destination to destination to show up for work and other things? And those are all flights that the airline has to eat because of employee contribution, you might say.
Right. I get it, but the general public does not buy it.
Right.
I'm telling you, they don't buy it because they feel like they're putting out the money. And they don't like to hear these stories. But I read it. So the kid is, he's very humble. He appreciates all of it. He flies first class constantly overseas, domestic. However,
but he also said that he had to learn how to kind of work within what the perks gave him. And he flies standby a lot of the time.
I was just going to bring this up. Right. So he has to fly standby. Okay. However, he's still high priority. So I have flown standby a lot in my lifetime. And especially even with Pan Am, but it only meant that a full revenue passenger, not through miles, because back in the day they did not have miles. So a full revenue passenger was ahead of you for the upgrade, which is probably why he's flying standby. But most people don't pay $4,000 for a seat to go to London. So I'm sure that 9 times out of 10, he gets in first class, and he definitely, at the very minimum, will get on the flight.
Well, and that alone, especially on international travel, is probably the best perk of all. Because I could fly standby all over the U.S. I don't think I'd ever have a problem with that. You just adjust your schedule. Everybody works from wherever they're at now. That doesn't make nearly as much of a difference as if you're going to a destination like Europe, like Italy, like, you know, wherever you're going for vacation or for whatever. And you want to make sure that you do definitely get there because of the, you know, constraints that are on your time. Well, in addition to that, he was very smart. He got his dad to add him as his primary friend for his continued benefits. So there you go.
Smart.
From the Nepo baby himself. That's how you do it. Coming right back. It's Travel Tuesday.
I've seen people's lives and their families' lives turn completely upside down by devastating accidents. And that's why I started my law firm. I'm Eric Chafin, co-founder of Chafin Lujana Law. Our firm makes sure that you recover everything you're entitled to, including, for example, your lost wages, your medical expenses, as well as your pain and suffering. Our team has the experience and expertise in personal injury cases to get you the best legal recovery while you focus on your health and healing. If you've been injured, call us and let us do good and right for you.
Go to ChafinLujana.com or call 800-873-0818. If you've been hurt because of someone else's negligence, Chafin Lujana will help you get the meaningful compensation you deserve. Call 800-873-0818 now. Our attorneys have recovered over $1 billion for victims victims like you. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Go to ChafinLujana.com or call us for your free case review. Call 800-873-0818. That's 800-873-0818. 800-873-0818.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
AM 97, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt isn't impressed with the VP.
President Trump's got to name someone to contrast with Kamala Harris. Serious, intellectually gifted people. Harris is just as dumb as his desk. Nice lady, I don't know. And it just amazes me that our country could be in her hands. She's hard left. I mean, she's way hard left, and she's not very smart, and it's a troubling thing.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6, on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Mayur Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
Nutrition is essential for everyone, but for patients with illness, it is even more critical as they need it for healing and recovery. Some patients are unable to eat, digest, or absorb the nutrient through the digestive system because of underlying medical condition. Patients who would benefit from the parenteral nutrition include patients with cancer who are having severe nausea and vomiting and are unable to eat, patients with intestinal obstruction, or patients after stomach or intestinal surgery that may need to rest and heal their digestive tract.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh. Welcome back to Travel Tuesday. It may be that time of year when you're thinking about getting out, or maybe you're starting to make those severely important summer travel plans, and you got trips coming up maybe in the fall where you're starting to plan for. You're going to be looking at airlines, and you've got different seating options than before. And who was it, Linda, last year we were talking about? They were going to add They were rearranging to have the middle section with fewer seats, and the outer sections were going to be a little bit spacier. I kind of liked that layout. But Frontier is doing something a little bit different, and so is Southwest, and they're getting mixed results on this. But let's start with Frontier. What are they doing in their seating options?
Frontier, or you want to start with Southwest?
Let's do the good news first, and then we'll go to the bad news.
Okay. Oh, my God. Flip me over to Frontier, Kev. Do it. Let's see. Go ahead. So their new seating upgrade, right, guarantees an empty. This is everyone's dream when you're in coach. Yes. The empty middle seat. It's called Upfront Plus, and it's allowing travelers to purchase seats in the first 2 rows, okay, with a blocked middle seat. How amazing is that? And Frontier, a cheapo airline, announced this on Tuesday. And it will enjoy other perks besides having more legroom, like what? A snack? Let's see. What are they doing?
Probably.
Yes.
A free bag.
The first to get in-flight service and access to quick deplaning.
Well, Frontier doesn't have first class, right?
No.
So this is one of those ways that they're trying to give a little bit of, a special feel to people that might want to pay just a few more bucks.
Yeah, but you know what these airlines, these economy airlines are. You know, you pay one price for the seat and you think you're good, and then you get to the airport and it's like, you want to bring your left arm on? Oh yeah, that's an extra 25, and the rest of your body, that's going to be another 150.
Your head weighed 26 pounds instead of 15.
So oh, now we didn't get a haircut this month.
That's right.
Yeah, that's another 5 pounds. We're sorry, sir.
Well, here's the thing about this, and I don't know how I feel about if they're going to do that, why not take out the 3 seats that are there and put in 2 larger seats just so you have the extra room, or put larger seats with a table between the two so you can have a little more usable space? Why leave the empty section still as a third seat? Because it's not always the issue of just the bulkhead between my legs and the seat that is the problem. It's also the width of the seat itself. I'm 6'2". I'm not a small person. I want to have enough room, and I would probably be the target customer for this upgrade type of plan. But if it's the exact same, hollowed out wilty seat that they have in the rest of the plane, and all I get is an empty one next to me, yeah, that's attractive, but that's not a selling point to me, it doesn't seem.
Well, I think, part of it is, right, these are all tests, right? These are all tests. They're prototypes, my guess anyway, for something in the future that's more permanent. And the other thing is, again, these cheap airlines want to make money.
Right.
So they may only offer this on a couple of flights within, some traveling areas. Maybe New York City will have it, but Des Moines, Iowa will not.
Yeah. Miami to New York probably will try it.
Right. So yeah. I think also, too, when they shuffle around equipment, as they do, you fly in, fly out. I think it's based on demographics and how they're going to be filling up their flights as well. They may need that middle seat. I would not ditch that middle seat, because those middle seats are dollars to them if they should ever need them. So I think this is a quick fix, and I think it's a wonderful experiment to see where it goes. But I don't think they're ever going to have a plane that does just that, unless, you bring up a good point, unless one of these airlines, these cheapo airlines, rolls out a moderate first class. Then they'll get rid of some of those seats, because the configurations of those planes, the way they are right now,
they would have to change. But that's, now you're messing with the business model, which is,
sorry,
sardine them in there as much as you can.
That's Mario. I'm channeling Mario.
That's it. Well, so go from that, which is kind of a nice little thing, I'd like more room, to the Southwest Airlines, where they've been called the Ozempic of airline seats.
The Ozempic of airline seats, and compared to being as uncomfortable as wooden benches.
That's harsh.
A slimmer design to roll out next year. And the airline, they said, which introduced its sleek new cabin last month, has matching seats to go with that. They are being compared to lawn chairs, which we've talked about. Spirit Airlines, it was like the recliner that we've recliner that they had in like 1960 that you put by your pool. Similar to that.
It was like the really bad seats in the center field section of baseball bleachers with a back.
So, when you go to watch your kids' basketball game like I do.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to find that seat that has the back. They're going to charge extra for a back. Love it. Somebody wrote, I've always wondered when airlines would start catering to people like us. I love this. Who enjoy relaxing on slates of granite. So, somebody else commented when they saw my back just flared up. It's criticism. And let's see what's going to happen. But my question is, are they going to charge less for these seats that stink? I don't know. Is Southwest going to come out and say, okay, well, now we have these seats that aren't as comfortable, but we've slashed our prices. And some people will go to that.
If they actually slash the prices, then they absolutely should make a big deal about it. My guess is they're going to say that you're getting...
I'll tell you what they said.
Okay.
Oh, They said the actual seats feature more cushion in the headrest, the backrest, and bottom in your butt for additional comfort and a new material. I'd love to know what a new material could be that's softer to the touch and better showcases the foam technology.
They found Martian cotton.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is this human skin? It's like, what's no. going on out there? But
in all fairness, so I took the family last year to Pismo Beach, California for a family wedding.
I remember.
We flew Spirit Airlines to Los Angeles.
Yep.
And it wasn't that bad.
The experience that I understand is that you end up paying for everything, for your luggage. And
you did. You know, and we paid for Wi-Fi and snacks and all the rest of it.
Yeah, but
it was, but we just preset our spending limits and said, this is what we're going to get. And we took some stuff on in our bags and, you know, for that we bought at the airport. So we're all good.
Okay.
Anyway, she's Linda. I'm Kevin. Coming back, she's got some Perillo's pointers for you next.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Take it from Charlie Kirk.
As I read this New York Times article, so I read the New York Times so you don't have to. Salem Media Group reaches more people than they realize. This is my favorite line of the whole thing. Their hosts are big names and they have huge reach, which makes them one of the most powerful forces in conservative media.
Tap into our big names to help grow your business.
To find out more about it, reach out to our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, by calling 212-857-9639.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit unitybank.com. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer.
Once more from New York, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes of the new Travel Tuesday. And I say the new because officially all of the sports teams have bonked out of their playoffs. There's no more sports preemptions for us for the foreseeable future.
Hey, but wait a second. I got to point this out when you say that.
Yeah.
Look at St. Peter's. Jersey right here, Jersey City.
Right, but they don't have a contract with us, so.
Oh, you mean those.
The Orange Men are gone, so you and I get to do our show from now on. That's what I'm saying.
Salem Network privilege.
That's it, that's it. We're the Nepo babies now.
Excuse me, Kevin.
Sorry. All right, Perillo's pointers. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to find good Wi-Fi, especially in airports. So what's the secret to it?
Okay, the secret is when Alaska Airlines has the door closed on their flights, they have the best Wi-Fi going on. Just hope that their door doesn't fall off mid-flight because you'll lose your Wi-Fi. Okay? So according to Electronics Hub, Alaska Airlines comes in number one with the best Wi-Fi, followed by JetBlue and Delta. They came in at 2 and 3, and their perk is that they offer free in-flight Wi-Fi. You don't have to pay for it. Southwest Airlines, which now charges per flight instead of per day for the service, came in 4th. And I hate to tell you who came in dead last was your friend and ours, Kevin, Spirit Airlines. Oh, you want Wi-Fi? So that was that. That's really how they ranked them, and says browsing on Spirit, they get you starts at $3.99, so you have to pay for crappy service, and as well as a gripe, they were griping these passengers at a lack of connectivity, and that's the frustration, right?
Right.
You get the Wi-Fi, but then you're on board and it's patchy. You lose the connection. Your kids are complaining. So,
well, and you wonder if you're the only one that notices that it's out, because you're like, you sit and try and try.
Do you
and
ever
try
look
connect.
Around and see who else is
and
frustrated?
Then,
like I
and
do
then,
that.
Like, does nobody? Do I always have to be the one that brings it to their attention to go reboot the system? Because it feels like I'm always the one that does.
You got to do that look around, Kevin, where you go, look around. Is everybody else getting frustrated? Somebody will open up their big mouth and I won't have to do it.
That's it.
But here you go. Indianapolis International Airport ranked the best among North American airports. 4 out of 5 for connectivity.
Nice.
Followed by both Portland and Vancouver.
But I've flown through Portland and I've flown through Indianapolis. I've not flown through Vancouver. But,
okay, here you go. Fastest in the country. Fort Lauderdale's Hollywood International Airport, Terminal 3, let's get specific. And according to the study, it boasts a speed of 157.6 Mbps.
Wow, you could stream like real-time movies with that sure. kind of speed.
Why not?
We could broadcast our show from there. Let's go try it.
Okay, listen. Let's go.
All right, next week, live from Fort Lauderdale, it's Spring Break Linda and Kev.
Wish. Oh, my God, I wish.
All right, that's going to be it for tonight. Linda, always great to hang out with you on a Tuesday. Thanks
Peace
for
out.
Being here.
Thank you. You too, Kev. Have
you
a
got
good
it.
One.
Coming, we'll see you tomorrow night. We got wellness ahead, plus legal, plus fun. That's all straight this week. It's Radio Nightline.